Maria Harper Marinick, Chancellor of the Maricopa County Community College District, is facing a vote of no confidence. That effort's being led by the college's Faculty Association, members of which are in the process of casting votes among each of the 10 college's faculty senates. The association's concerns include the chancellor's lack of communication as it relates to controversial decisions made by the district's governing board when it was led by former president Lauren Hendricks. In a few minutes, we'll hear from current board president Linda Thor. I'm joined first by John Champel, president of the college's Faculty Association. John, this no-confidence vote is a significant step. So what are your biggest concerns about Chancellor Harper Marinick?
The chancellor projects to the national and local community the merits of our colleges, but for the 3 years under her leadership, that institution that she's rightfully been touting has unfortunately been declining. Student-wide enrollment declines that are far in excess of national averages for our peer institutions. Needless barriers to students enrolling at their colleges. I know that our DACA students are still faced with crushing increases in tuition with no known district plan to help them. The Faculty Foundation this year provided $30,000 in funding for them, and to my knowledge, the district has provided no funding.
In the position she's in, how much of this blame do you place on her, and how much do you think that she's carrying out the orders of the district governing board? Where does that lie for you?
The chancellor obviously answers both to all the people that are in the district and to the governing board. However, she really hasn't shown the sort of leadership in the face of prior governing board adverse actions to the district that, say, former Chancellor Glasper did. Chancellor Glasper, when faced with an ideologically driven board that was not friendly to the district and to the students we all serve, he stood up against them. He actually also invited the Higher Learning Commission, our accreditor, to come and point out the problems that that board was promulgating. This is a few years ago. This chancellor, in contrast, basically said nothing when some of even more acute problems came up, like the elimination of employee groups, both the classified staff and the faculty under her watch, said nothing about that. And then when we ended up having to submit our concerns to the Higher Learning Commission, she acknowledged none of our concerns, still to this day has not, and sent a 250-page letter to them essentially trying to dismantle our arguments, ineffectively, I would add.
Tell me more about the vote of no confidence. How many folks have you had a chance to speak with or hear from and know whether there is enough backing for this to make it work?
I lead the Faculty Executive Council, which is comprised of the Senate presidents and other elected faculty from the 10 colleges. And we agreed prior to sending it out to the colleges that this was the thing to do unanimously. And so far to date, I believe 3 colleges have actually voted, and they have all overwhelmingly voted no confidence in the leadership of the chancellor.
So let's talk about some of the things that could come out of this. I certainly realize this is more than symbolic, but how much more than symbolic can it be? What sort of action could the governing board of the district potentially take? What would you like them to consider?
Well, we really felt an ethical, moral, and professional obligation to our students, to the communities we serve, and to our profession in this institution to voice our concerns and document the rather large, overwhelming amount of failures of leadership. And as to what happens after that, that really is up to the governing board. But we're trying to provide a compelling case that they need to consider potential changes in leadership.
So potential changes. This is really about making sure that there is a reality, there's an understanding of all the concerns you have, as opposed to saying, because we feel this way, you should get rid of her. That could be an outcome, but it's not exactly what you're pushing for.
Again, we want to let the governing board do its job. And we are hopeful that the governing board will actually read and look thoroughly into all of the evidence that we've cited and take action accordingly. The Faculty Association and the faculty wholly supported Chancellor Harper Marinick's ascension to the current position. We co-chaired the search committee that led to her being hired. And so we arrive at this state of affairs with a vote of no confidence after a long deliberative process of 3 years of her leadership. And it's a reluctant position that we're in right now, but it's one that we take very seriously and we think needs to occur.
John Champel, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
John Champel is president of the Maricopa Community College's Faculty Association. For another perspective on the no-confidence vote against the college district's chancellor, I turn to Linda Thor. She is president of the Maricopa Community College District Governing Board. Dr. Thor, what's your general perspective on this vote of no confidence that is underway?
Well, certainly the governing board respects the voice of the faculty, and we recognize their right to utilize tools such as vote of no confidence to raise their concerns and their issues to the governing board.
What are the potential options? What are certain steps that the board is willing to take in terms of, would you hold a special meeting? Would you make a decision? I wonder if you could take us through what the process could look like.
A vote of no confidence is a process that is independent of any board processes. The board has its own processes in place to evaluate the chancellor. And in fact, both her contract as well as board policy call for us to do that in May. So as a board, we have a duty to make decisions based on fact. And so we, of course, would take into consideration this vote of no confidence, but there are also many other documents, reports, and so on that we will use in evaluating the chancellor. Votes of no confidence are very common in higher education. It is one of the tools that is used to raise the stature of issues and concerns. A chancellor, as well as the college president, has many, many constituents that they serve. Not only students, of course, employees, and there's various groups within the employees, including the faculty, the administrators, and the support staff. But they also have the elected governing board, as well as the general community, which of course also includes business community, special interest groups in the community. So as you've indicated, it's extremely difficult for anyone in leadership to keep all of those groups happy at the same time.
Mm. Dr. Thor, let me ask you about the Community College Governing Board, because as you know, there was controversy involved. There were people concerned about, to some extent, becoming too political or leaning one way. And one of the criticisms that we have heard about the chancellor is that she did not speak up about that. Should there be expectations that a person would deal with the governing board in a very public way, or is a lot of what happens behind the scenes?
The Community College Governing Board is a nonpartisan board.
Right.
However, of course, board members do come to the position with their own ideologies. The chancellor has two primary responsibilities. One of those is to carry out the policies of the governing board. But equally important, the chancellor also is an advisor or a counselor, if you will, to the lay members of the governing board, making sure that they understand the impacts that certain policies will have on the colleges, and particularly on our students.
There have been dramatic changes since the Great Recession in terms of how the community college district is funded. Obviously, state funding has gone away. How does that affect, do you think, how a chancellor has to make decisions?
Certainly, the loss of state funding has had a significant impact on the Maricopa colleges. However, we have adjusted to that, making some very tough decisions. I think what's more important now is the transformation that the Maricopa colleges are going through. Or in other words, we have major initiatives that will have a significant impact on student success. And change is always difficult for an organization. That said, faculty have been incredibly supportive of the student success initiatives. So I think the vote of no confidence is more tied to individual actions by the chancellor that some members of the faculty have objected to or were disappointed in.
Linda Thor is president of the Maricopa County Community College's governing board. Dr. Thor, nice to talk with you. Thanks.
So good to talk to you, Steve.
KJZZ is licensed to the Maricopa County Community College District.